The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cut us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Johns Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
When they think of no food, clean water, we drink up. No me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip hop apocalypse up. You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the cube and a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much ice does a hurt and the rings up?
The Monday, May 15th, 2023 edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Mr. Producer, what's going on with me? May carrying on like January did. It just turned to me. Ready? May does not want to be part of 2023, I don't believe. I don't think so. Because when you think about it, you get one juke up, shake up this weekend with Carnival, and then next weekend, boom, May finish. And then we're in the middle of June. Then we back to June. Now, you know what that means. The summer is upon us. And it was done hot over the weekend, boy. My God. Hydrate, people. Hydrate. That's all I can say. And if you're cocktailing, hydrate as well. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. All right, we'll be chiming in with Abaco in short order. All right, you know it's Monday. So check out the Abaco report. You know how to chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 here in New Providence. Grand Bahama and the Family Islands toll free 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio. All right. Now, before I get to the headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, who are what's making headlines in the 242. Is this a call, Mr. Producer? Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm what, Naughty?
Sparky, my God. I wish you a happy birthday a couple of weeks ago. I ain't heard from you since. So I figured you was on some brown bottles and you was catching yourself.
Yeah, but you was ducking and weaving, too. You was doing with the comedy club and all that kind of thing.
I had some road gigs, and then my dad broke his hip, so I had to go deal with that.
Yeah. But, you know, Naughty, let me say something. If you give me some time. But the producer met me. I know when you walk into the studio, he tell me you wasn't there yet. Me and him was talking. Naughty.
Yes, sir.
Frustration's happening, you know.
Okay.
Naughty, listen to this.
Break it down for me. Frustration, so we could, you know, for context, Sparky, frustration setting in where, with who, and why?
Naughty, let me tell you something. Before I called you, I just come off my phone talking with a former prime minister.
And if I know you, I kind of guess I know which one that is, too. And it could only be two, because one of them has passed away, so it's only two you could have talked to.
Well, one is a body boy.
I can leave that alone.
But, you know, Naughty, listen to this. They've been encouraging Bahamian to be Bahamian. We encouraging Bahamian to celebrate a 50 come July the 10th, 2003. But look like when it comes to Bahamians, everything frustrates Bahamians. But foreigners could walk in our country and get everything carte blanche.
Now, that's no why they get a carte blanche, because we have some sellout Bahamians that have facilitated it so and don't want to change because they benefit from the process.
Because most of them are lawyers. And with lawyers, how do lawyers make their money? From the proceeds of legal work. They get their percentage in the sale of land, in conveyances, and all kind of thing. The best thing we can do as Bahamians is stand up and speak the truth. One of the biggest statements was ever made in this country was Mr. Pendlin. And he told the Bahamian people, if you're not prepared to fight for your land, you don't prepare to have it. You don't deserve to have it. You have lost from it. Roker came in here and he told us all about this illegal stop it in the bud, because they will overtake you. There's a voice note going on around this island right now where some voice note came out from Abaco where a gentleman said he is in control of the Haitians in Abaco. He also said Luby Georges is in charge of the Haitians of New Providence. There's another Haitian in charge of Elutra. And whenever they give directions out, them people just listen. Because they were born here, and we don't have no right to talk, but get out and come back and the right way. No disrespect to them. I don't hate nobody. I'm Naughty.
But that's a good reason you brought that up. I like you bringing that point up, because we have Abaco on today, so I'm sure I'm going to let Roscoe and Ms. Reckley and everybody from Abaco address that, so you get it up close and personal from Abaco in short order.
Listen to this thing. I spent this day up and down. I've been given a grant of over $13,000 to start a farm.
We've talked about it extensively on the show. Yes, Sparky, we know.
I have the farmland, but the government has promised us from 2021 that get to the farm, they will build an access road. That has not been done now. But now, with my grant, and I don't have no problem saying it because it's the truth, Moses tractor and heavy equipment has already received $7,400 to go down to my land to start clearing my land so I can start my farm. Me and Gert Knowles driving the truck to go down there. The doggone see the land, and he told me, Sparky, but for me to get to your land to start this, that road got to be that got to be cut by the government who promised it, because that's their road. He said, now you can't pay me $7,400 to do your land, but to get your land, he got to get me and the farmers together for us to cut the land. But if I cut the land, I can't pay for that to grow tomatoes and this and that and that to feed myself, me and you, and everything. You know what I was told today? That these people ain't in no hurry, because most of these people have shares in these supermarkets and everything. And they make their doggone money from importing the vegetables and things, what we could grow right here. And the more they can import and make their money, they really don't care if Bahamians do no farming. Because that's where they make their money. And most of these are politicians, lawyers, and doctors who have shares in these companies.
Well, let me do some due diligence and connect the dots and follow up on that, Sparky.
But Naughty, before I go, that wouldn't frustrate you if you was given some crown land to start your farm. and you find out that you cannot start your farm.
Man, listen, the way I see listen, as long as they got shanty towns in abundance throughout New Providence, Abaco, Eleuther, Exuma that are not being dealt with, as per court orders, and the goalposts keep moving, and Bahamians are displaced, and foreign nationals are benefiting, man, are you giving your boy $15,800 and tell him cut all two road and let them come see me after done cut?
But let me ask a question. What are the Bahamians supposed to do when a foreigner could come in here on a private jet?
Stop voting for the same individuals that keep perpetuating the same foolishness that we bellyache every 5 years about. Stop being the conk and vote for somebody new and different with vision. There you go.
But everybody you vote for, they do the same thing once they get down their feet.
Well, you gotta get, hey, out with the old and in with the new. Find a new batch.
Who that is?
Well, look and you seek and you shall find. Maybe they're right down to your nose and you can't even see. All right. Good to hear from you as always, Sparky. Let's check the text lines. Boy, I tell you, y'all hard today. Naughty 10X back in the day. Gone, oh God. You've started on a Monday already, text. I know who this is. The water cooler joker. Naughty, I don't know what's wrong with Sparky. He's the only white person to get treated bad to get treated bad. You will say what you want about Toby, buddy, but Toby ain't white. Toby is, you know, he's one of the brothers like me and you, Naughty, but Sparky, I is a white boy. I don't know why they're treating him so bad. Boy, Sparky, you have what the Texas say? All right, let's have a quick yander at the headlines. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. This was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Today, Monday, May 15th. Government debt rises to $12.5 billion, $386 million increase in total debt since the start of the fiscal year. MP's case file will soon be sent to DPP. Commissioner assures matter still being handled fairly responsibly. Didn't we hear the same kind of commentary with that alleged hit-and-run situation with the member from Elizabeth and the officer and the police officer? Didn't this kind of take the same pattern, almost the same comments from the COP, from the chief of police? And now here we are. I really want to keep my eye on this one. Really want to keep my eye on this one right here. Sex crimes remain high, Fernandez says. Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernandez said yesterday aggressive stop and search patrols have been the major contributor to the lull in homicides in the last couple of weeks and added that while armed robberies remain a concern, they are down compared to last year, but Fernando acknowledged that the sex crimes remain high. There's a trend where we know that it's in Carmichael Road area. There's a trend, and we will speak to the trend tomorrow. So obviously look for a press release tomorrow. JPL's accused FTX US of breaching cooperation agreement. Read more there, and the plot thickens there. And now the more back and forth we have between the legal entities and all of this, the more sullying of our reputation internationally will transpire. Marked reduction in Haitian and Cuban migrants. Royal Bahamas Defense Force Commander Dr. Raymond King said there has been a decrease in the numbers of Haitian and Cuban migrants attempting to enter the Bahamas or United States illegally. There's been a regression in terms of migration generally in this area. We've seen a marked reduction in the numbers of Haitian migrants attempting to leave Haiti for the Bahamas or the United States. Where's the data? Where's the scientific data on this, please? Not saying I don't believe you, Dr. King, but I need some scientific data to back this up. How did we determine this? Because your boats don't see how many going on? How did we get to the bottom of this? King said the change may partially be attributable to the end of the U.S. Title 42 order, which allows U.S. authorities to turn away most migrants at the border without allowing them the opportunity to apply for protection. Title 42 expired on May 11th. The U.S. reverted to Title 8, which allows immigration authorities to expeditiously process and remove. Okay, fine. Now we need to remove them from all waters, take them back to their waters. Don't let Uncle Sam take who he catches in United States waters and dump them off here. No. Can't do that. Let's keep that moving, too. Naughty, how could government debt be that high if inland revenue roughing people up like Debo for property tax and taxes? Boy. But if there is one to that, that means there's issues. When you start to put the taxation and the burden on the back of the middle class and the poor class, there's no vision in the administration, and they need money, bottom line. All right, so I don't know. I don't know why. Texas, Naughty, you're exactly right. The COP said it word for word with the MP from Elizabeth situation, and now the same thing with the MP from Abaco. Boom. So let's Abaco. Let's get down there. We got Roscoe Thompson chiming in, along with Miss Reckley. It's Monday. What's happening, folks? How are you?
Good, Naughty. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. And I hope all is well with you guys. And we got a lot to talk about, man. Any good news from Abaco? Because, boy, I got some questions. I got some texts here, boy. And they fired up. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know. I'll let Miss Reckley answer that. Any good news from Abaco?
We fired up too, man. We fired up.
Boy, it sounds so. All right. Well, let me ask you. I was waiting for any updates or good news or so on and so forth. But obviously, it sounds like still the same old is going on.
Same old, same old.
I got a couple of questions. Go ahead, Ms. Reckley.
Let's talk about this voice note that's going around.
Yeah, I want to get to that, man. Since you jumped right there, let's go.
I haven't even heard it yet.
Now, it's alleged that the same young man, the government gave him acres of land because, like he said, he controls the vote in Abaco. Now, if you was born in the Bahamas and your parents are not Bahamian, you are paper. So you better calm yourself down because you could get kicked out of the country. Because this ain't sounding good and it don't look good. They have a plan. And we, the Bahamians, need to get to the bottom of this plan.
And I mean, if a point where a voice note is now in circulation.
Yes.
It seems
he is saying, he's saying big and bold. He controls Abaco. Luby George controls Nassau. And Johnny Canoe.
I thought Johnny Canoe was a restaurant on the Cable Beach Strip.
No, it's a person named Johnny Canoe that's in Eleuthera.
Okay.
That's the name that he called.
Okay, all right, no problem.
Y'all got to share this voice note with me. I must be the only one that has.
Hey, and Roscoe, when you get it, send it my way too. I've heard portions of it, but I need to hear the complete whole thing.
Listen. Brave Davis is playing with the Bahamians' emotion. They have no intention of removing these shanty towns. The immigration officers they had down here in Abaco working, they've called them in. They send them back from where they came from. So you know that, mates? Go ahead, do what you do it. While we sleeping, these people are building all night. They don't cease from building.
So, round-the-clock operation.
Something needs to be done, and the government is not doing anything about it.
Wow. I mean, how do Bahamians feel, though?
Everybody is frustrated and upset because, okay, they say, okay, we're going to deal with it. We're going to give them a chance to deal with it. They give them the good 28 days. Now it must be almost 2 months past, and nothing has happened. See, they're not like me, because one like me, I mean, I will say some things, but I better hold my tongue.
Yeah, Musa. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got some callers on the line, so let's see what they got to say. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. You got anything for our guest for Abaco from Abaco? Come on. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Great. Listening in, that lady is very correct. She's right. The rotation, the rotation to Abaco and the Family Island toward the immigration situation has been stopped. It has been ceased. I can tell you firsthand because I know what's going on. So she is right. On that point, I called in to let you know she is right. They're not sending any more immigration officers to Abaco Island to thwart the immigration, the migrant problem that we have coming from Haiti.
So them raids a couple of weeks ago was just going through the motions.
That was just going through the motions. She's very right about that. That's why I called in.
How do you feel about Bahamians being displaced in their own country?
It all goes back to the government. It goes back to the leaders that are allowing this, and I think it's all political. That's what it is. That's basically what it's all about. Don't love for votes. That's what this is all about, my brother. Okay? These people do not care, but at the end of the day, when they get old and they realize that we are infested by migrants all over, all around, everywhere we look, they're going to understand what they did, and they didn't do nothing to stop it when they were to do so. You understand? This is crazy.
Great points, man. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the confirmation, too, because it's always good when, you know, you get validation from folks out there because, you know, it lends to it. And we got to get this message out here. For far too long, this has been going on. And with the same results. And a lot of people don't date it back and see how multiple administrations have benefited off the situation over the years. And now, for lack of a better word, the chickens have come home to roost. And when you campaign on, hey, we are all Bahamians of Haitian descent, you are setting yourself up for situations like this. How are you going to rein people in when you make them feel the type of way? If you make them feel if you've empowered them to feel that way, we all need
That's
to
right.
get along.
Right.
And if you're going to be here in this country,
giving them the power.
You need to build.
We're in a world of trouble. I made two videos today, and construction's still going on. Things have not stopped.
And you have Mr. Pender in the House of Assembly in one breath saying, now, you know, he's going to agitate about the shanty towns, but when you vote, allegedly, you vote against special committees for breaking down the shanty towns? How many miles are you speaking out of? Listen, when he first came in, I said he looked like Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine. He looked jokey. He looked like a cartoon character. Y'all told me to ease up. Can I go in on him now? Can I say that's Alfred E. Newman's twin brother right there? He got bad jokes, and Alfred Newman got good jokes. That's all I can say.
Naughty, what happens, though? Think about it. You speak out, you raise your concerns, and then you get pulled right back into total
line. You get the political hokey pokey, 1 foot in, 2 foot out, put them both in,
correct,
jump back out.
I mean, I was on another show this morning, or midday today, doing a recording, and the same thing that we're talking about right now, the immigration and what's happening. And, you know, I do know that some of our immigration officers, that Ms. Reckley is correct, and the group that was here doing that is gone. But they're also rotating some of our senior officers out. Not saying it's good or bad, but I thought he was doing a good job, you know, here. I just don't understand. It seems like it's a lot of talk, and Ms. Reckley is so right. You know, they're playing on the Bahamians' emotions, the government. And I got to say, man, it's really disturbing to see this hocus pocus that's going on. And let me just say this. Remember when Desmond Bannister, as the Minister of Works and also the DPM at the time, after Hurricane Dorian, was going down and knocking down the houses, another injunction was put against him. Do you see how quick that injunction was let up when the PLP got in and they filed the motion for them to do it? The FNM couldn't do nothing in 3 years, but as soon as the government gets it. So is our government and the judicial system mixed up together? I only say that. Is politics playing a part of it?
I don't want to really answer.
I might answer in joke as well,
mode, and it might not be too pretty.
Right, but do you understand what I'm saying?
There's been a lot of political posturing with all of this, man.
Listen. Both government, because both government to blame for this. After Hurricane Dorian, listen, people, after Hurricane Dorian, totally gone. 30 houses was left at the farm. They had Defense Force officers at the farm guarding the road. And all of a sudden, they moved there. And you know why they moved there? Because the people were sent back from Nassau to come and go to the farm to rebuild. Now, the government at that time had the opportunity to put a stop to it. They did not have to be dealing with these shanty towns if the government had done their job. Now, people want to blame the PLP. This is what I blame the PLP for. They came in, they promised to deal with the situation, they're not touching it. But this was done during the FNN FNM time. Human menace allowed this because they could have stopped every house from being built, but they did not do it. So now we have the problem. It's listen here.
I agree with you in that aspect, but you also have to realize an injunction was put against a previous government.
But listen to this. The injunction was put them. Against the homes that were built. They were told not to rebuild. They were told not to build while the injunction was on. So they went against the injunction and they built. So my thing with the whole thing is, these first of all, how can you put an injunction against the law of the country? We have a country with two nations and two different set of laws.
I said that earlier today. We have a set of laws for us and a set of laws for illegals and immigrants to come into this country.
And their laws supersede the laws of the Bahamian.
Yep. But getting back to the point, and I agree with you, Ms. Rackley, both administrations are to blame. And right now, it just seems like it's hocus pocus. It's disappeared. And they asked me if I think that those two houses would be knocked down. And I said, when I see the video of it, I'll believe it. You know, but there's
one of them had a permit to build.
Correct.
They didn't go to environmental health. They didn't have no inspection.
Correct. They had no permission. I said it early. We said it here before. Town planning regulations requires you to show ownership of property, a set of plans, stand by Ministry of Works and Department of Environmental Health. And then you have to go back and get your certificate of occupancy so you can live there. I don't know. That's what we as Bahamians have to do, or foreigners in this country, to legally build on property that we bought. How is this?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, one of the things they're now saying, well, they can't go and break down the homes because they are billed as a liar. Because if I go to build on my property and I don't show the permit that I got for Ministry of Work to build,
they can make you break down that structure or remove that building.
Break it down.
Anyway, let's go to the phone lines real quick because we got a caller coming in. Let's see what they got to say. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
All is well?
Yeah, man, how you doing, man?
Hey, listen, before I touch base on the immigration issue, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm still really bothered by the DRA took the entire staff to New York to visit Central Park to teach them how to manage parks.
But I've been dealing with a lot on the home front. Tell me I did not hear correctly what you just said. Repeat that for me.
DRA, I'm not sure if it's the DRA, but Parks and Authority. Let me say it. Parks and Authority, they took their entire staff to New York to visit Central Park to teach them how to manage parks in the Bahamas.
But why are you going to Central Park? What kind of issues go down in Central Park, especially out the night?
But correct me if I'm wrong. Ain't we got technical bureaucrats inside these ministries
who should know how parks should be run?
Who should know how parks should be managed? Who should know how parks should be maintained? Who should know how to build parks? I mean, you know, we try to figure why the dead race. So why? This is another example of why the dead race is so why again.
And how many staff members were taken on that trip?
That's a lot. It's a lot.
Wouldn't it be better to enroll them in an online course that could actually teach them and certify them and give them an accreditation in park and recreational management?
Did he say, Naughty?
Hey, what say?
What authority?
Meaning the parks and monuments department. You know, the public parks and beaches and you know, the DRA.
The DRA?
Did you say DRA?
No, I stand to be corrected. I believe it's the Parks Authority.
Parks Authority. Okay. Whoever's in charge of parks and, I guess, beaches and parks, that is the department or the ministry. But apparently a field trip?
To Central Park, to teach them how to manage parks. I will send you the article. I can WhatsApp the article to you right now so you can take a look at it.
Perfect. And my thing about it is this. I'm thinking an online course for those staff members would have been a lot more beneficial and empowered them more for the long run. Because now you're certified and accredited at the same time, and knowing what the heck you're doing.
Even so, even if you don't have no technical class to teach us about parks or to teach us about whatever about parks, right? Why couldn't they bring someone here instead of taking a whole team to New York to Central Park?
Because it makes sense, Carla. It makes sense. That's why.
You know, and the touch base on the illegal part, I think your caller made a very interesting point that I don't think nobody noticed. When the injunction was filed against the former administration, boom, that happened fast. See how fast it happened? See how fast it got lifted?
Yeah.
So again, it begs the question, what's the relationship between this administration and the traditional?
Hey, and that's not, you're not the only one asking that question. That question is being asked a lot and in multiple circles.
You know, and the touch base on spark here, but frustration of behemoth. Remember a couple of years ago, what's the white lady who's fought NASA who killed her husband, who stabbed her husband?
We remember that case.
Okay, and Grand Bahama doing that same time. There was a lady who stabbed her husband in Heritage and Grand Bahama. Well, guess who was out free?
Wow.
Guess who's out free?
Are you saying that foreign money influence and a lighter hue color, you know, makes you better off in this country than the Bahamian?
Well, I would even say we now discovered that the hue color, the color don't make a difference because the Haitians, they getting all the state. They getting all the rights. So it really ain't a color thing. It's a money thing. It's a foreign money thing.
All right.
Two women went to jail for killing their husband. Guess who out free?
Boy.
Anyway, I'll continue to listen. Have a good show.
I sound like that's the Vasily trial part, too. I need to keep my eye on it.
Look, I think the woman already got life.
Okay, so now you know you got out on a technicality, and then you appealed it again and went on appeal. Watch out.
Right,
good to talk to you. Real quick, Mr. Producer, before we get to the break, you got that voice note lineup? I can't wake? We wanted to be provocative. We wanted to be cutting edge. Boy, if you tell me it can't work, it really can't work. Let's go to the break. We'll pick it up with Avico on the flip side of the break as the Monday, May 15th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deep skin? Good!
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road, going down Village Road, going down Nassau Road, we want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
Shut up.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Meets Mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great? With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey for every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And listen, Mr. Producer, we got to let this bleed over a little bit into 5 o'clock to wrap things up. We will with Abaco. But Roscoe and Miss Reckley, I got a couple of texts chiming in here, and then I got to ask you about another question. Naughty, how could there ever be good news in Abaco and Freeport? They haven't gotten help in 28 years. Abaco ain't even reached 10 years yet. Well, Freeport hasn't got help in 28 years. Abaco hasn't even reached 10 years yet. Abaco, look at Freeport and see your future. Naughty, they doing Abaco dirty. Here's another one. Naughty, tell your guests to pay me $20 million. I would deal with the illegal immigration problem. I would put up a sign on the Chinese boat and then say everyone have free papers as soon as the boat takes off, and then I'd send the boat to China. Problem solved. Naughty, under the F&M, there was the worst storm of the country, followed by, and there was the worst storm in the history of the country, followed by a pandemic. And they rant and rave about the F&M increasing the national debt. Minutes going to increase taxes. The administration having not make the worst storm of the country in the history of the country, and they bragging how the economy is booming. But the national debt increased like this? Wow. I can't wait for the budget debate. The lies that they will be telling us and try to justify all these tax increases. Yep. You on to something there, Tester. You know that's what's coming down the pike. Naughty, this is unbelievable. No flipping way the government paid for a trip for Beaches and Parks Board to visit Central Park, New York, when we don't even have a Central Park nor the space for one. Further, what the heck have landscape architects hired at the Ministry of Park, MOPW, We have horticulturists, we have farmers, we have artists and performers. What could possibly justify such a trip? This is outrageous, and it's not even about the money. Your caller was spot on with this. Wow. People venting out. Here's a couple other ones I want to let y'all see. Naughty, listen, it's crystal clear we can't properly govern ourselves. There's no way out of 300 illegal homes, only two can be demolished. Corruption to the core. I mean, the people speaking out.
And those numbers of 300 homes, I think, are way off if you...
Well, I'm looking at some videos some folks just sent me, and it seems to be live construction going on right now as of 4:30 this afternoon in Abaco.
Yeah. Yes, while we are speaking, they're building.
Tell you how cold it is. The video that they sent me got the show playing in the background, so they're listening.
Yes.
Here we are. I mean, obviously, you know, shameless plug for the show, but obviously the power of talking heads in the afternoon, clearly number one throughout the archipelago. But, I mean, at 4:30, people still building, that means there is no fear of being incarcerated, being arrested, homes being demolished, being disciplined, none of that.
None. The only fear it is over here is the Bahamian going to build and not having the proper documentation.
That's right. And I can tell you about that. It happened to me.
All right. Well, we're going to get to the break now, the second break, and then we'll get to the news. And coming out of the news, we'll wrap things up with you guys because there's still a couple of things I want to talk about, including square groupers washing up on the shore.
Yeah. I ain't seen
square groupers like that in the wild all over Guanakee.
Yeah.
Boy, so I want to talk about that. I know Kyle Mills had a video out about that. We got a couple other things that I do want to mention and wrap things up with you guys on the flip side of the break. So what we'll do now is get to the commercial break, and on the flip side of the break, we'll get to the news. Right out of the commercials, we'll get to the news, and out of the news, we'll be back to wrap things up with Abaco. We'll talk sports with Purdy.
I'll let Ms. Reckley really wrap it up for us in our, you know, because I was on last week. But
no problem, Bosco. We got enough time to get everybody covered, man. Mr. Right, Producer, buddy. Be good for the break. So let's get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll get straight to the news. On the flip side of the news, we'll wrap things up in Abaco. You know, as we continue the Monday, May 15th edition of Talking Edge, which continues right after this. All right, let me just keep talking. Hey, call Mr. Producer at the bullpen, man. It's all good, man. Kirby going to pay the water bill. You know which button to press, Mr. Intern? It ain't your fault, man. You know, we always rookies once. I mean, I'd prefer to, you know, just totally destroy my show by myself. I don't need no help turning it into the Hindenburg. But since you want to help me, man, it's all good. We'll allow you to do it. You ready for the break? Yeah? All right, let's go to the break. Lord Jesus, please let him press the right button so we can get to the break. Thank you. Amen. All right, we ready? Let's go to the break.
Of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy. 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Shopping is so rewarding with my Fidelity credit card. I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
The 6th edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th, get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the V-Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242. Or visit thebahamasgames.org.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Monday, May 15th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And Mr. Producer, be good? All right. Han Solo has taken back over the controls of the Millennium Falcon. Fly, Solo, fly! All right. Real quick, we got Abaco. We're wrapping up with Abaco. And then we'll take a quick break, and then we'll get to Pearly, and we'll get to the sports. Roscoe's still there. Miss Rackley's still there, correct? All right, so we mentioned it before the break. What's going on in Guanaki, man? A lot of people texting in about it. A lot of people, you know, wanting to know what's up with that. And, you know, when Kai does a video about it, obviously, you know, that's going to take off on social media. We have Abaco chimed in. Can they hear me? Because I can't hear them. Hey, Abaco, you got us muted, man. You need to unmute. Both of you need to unmute. So we'll wait for them to chime back in. Huh? Can you guys hear me, Abaco?
Yeah.
Okay, we're back now? Okay, good. So, yeah, like I said, before the break, when we go into the break, what's going on with the video from Abaco and the Family Islands? But a lot of Texas chiming in. What's not? What was that, you know, situation over the weekend? We saw a lot of videos and pictures. At first, you know, a picture with not too much information, and then the videos came out, and then some more information came out. But we still having drugs wash up on our beaches in 2023?
It looks that way.
I mean, I'm looking at it, and then, you know, it bears to... It bears the questions that some of the texters answered. Do you think that because of the unchecked immigration situation in Abaco and the unchecked building codes and so on and so forth, this could be a byproduct? Is SHARP being set up in Abaco instead of Haiti?
It sure is.
And I mean, the texters, I mean, that's the general consensus from like three or four of these texters. And two of the texters, I can't really read your text because you two live volatile in the text, but I get your points. But Erica ain't calling me for reading your text, if you know what I mean.
Let me just say that it's been a long time since I've heard of anything washing up on the shore. And from what I gather, two tourists found it, which I don't want to say it's a good thing, but then...
Well, let's be honest with you. The right two tourists found it, all right? The wrong correct. Two tourists found it, party on. Let's be honest.
Correct.
So, I mean...
But there's a lot of that going on over here, Naughty. There's a lot of that, you know, I don't want to just blame, but a lot of it is coming in through what's the right way to say? Through... Not just behavior, but through the shanty towns and illegals and all of that. It's still going on big time.
I just got to shake my head because then I look down and I see the Commodore of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, Dr. Raymond King, say, marked reduction in Haitian and Cuban migrants. But have we seen all this kind of stuff? Is it really a reduction? And how do we determine these numbers?
How they can say that when you have boats coming into Abaco all the time? What they're doing, they're using the south side. The south side, no one is checking for the south side. And they're coming in all the time. Listen, there are so many new faces in Abaco right now, you don't know what to do.
So I've heard reports that on a daily basis, there are new faces seen in Abaco. Is it that bad? Is that where we're at?
Yes, it is. And I was told, every time you see them with their backpack and their phones in their hand, your phone, they have a GPS in that where there's given instruction on where to go. And just about every day you can... it's not just Bahamians need to wake up and shake up. We have pastors who are sleeping, who are acting as if it don't concern them. And it's going to concern them, their children and their children's children. Because the pastors need to speak out against all of this injustice, all of this corruption. They need to open their mouth and speak out.
But they're very selective on the topics and the issues they like to talk about. Let's be honest.
I would like to know too from the police the new applications for firearms and shotguns that have been applied for over in Abaco. You know, that a lot of people don't realize there's tension, and I don't want to make it seem bigger than what it is, but Miss Reckley is so right. There's a lot of uneasiness going on in this community. I'm still waiting to hear the voice note, so I really can't comment on that, but I do just say to people, just be careful. I'm a person that doesn't go out. I stay home. I go to my meetings, and then I come home. Or if I have to go out to do township business, I deal with it, and I come home.
Wow. And I've heard the stories that it's getting volatile down there. But seems like it is.
Yes, these guys... they'll plant.
So
let me say this. I had an ex-police. It was, and I'm not going to call no names, but he actually went to Nassau to apply to get a handgun and a shotgun, you know. So when you see, you know, somebody used to be a police officer, and I said, why are you doing it? He says, because it's going to get out of hand, you know, and that's a concern. I mean, that should be a concern for the government, and that should be the concern for all residents and everybody here.
I just don't like the fact that Albaconians do not feel safe in their own island.
No, you really don't. It's uneasy because you don't know what's going to happen, and they're always threatening. They're always telling you what they're going to do and how they're going to do, because, you know, I am one of them that's on their list. It's because I am the one who helps stir up the trouble, because I will keep quiet. I told them this is my country. And if they'll go to Haiti and fight for their country, the energy that they put in to fight for my country, if they'll put it in to fight their country, they can make their country a better place. Louis George wants to be prime minister. Go to Haiti. Tell them the gangs put their guns down and be prime minister in Haiti. That's your home. Go back there.
Wow. But I mean, for the most part, Luby used to do his due diligence down there in Abaco, trying to, you know, disseminate the information correctly and so on and so forth.
Luby, listen here. The old people always say, if you shave the leopard, when the hair come back, it's going to be the same thing.
They don't change their spots. All right, here's a text. Naughty, $12.5 billion the government racked up in Abaco is being treated like this. Help the police and immigration wake up.
But Nordy, that's something that I pointed out earlier. You cut Family Island Development, their budget, which helps with police, defense force, all sorts of stuff, but you increase travel budget. Make it make sense to me. This government has to make it make sense. And then you start seeing about the now going after people that haven't paid their property tax. You know, have they spent all our VAT money that they're now looking for other ways to get money? I mean, come on. I thought they had a plan. And I know I'm getting off immigration, but I thought they had a plan. And it doesn't look like we're any better off. And I'm not trying to justify what the previous administration did. Pandemic and kept this country afloat. This government hasn't had none of that. And we're in more trouble than what we ever been. You got a minister of national security who's trying to scare, confuse the people with his statements in the paper. Show us a contract that was signed by the government, by the previous administration. Show us it. Don't talk it. Show it.
Got a text to chime. Go ahead, Ms. Rackley.
No, I said none of them have any plan or any vision for this country, because if they did, we would not be in the state that we're in right now. But none of them had any plan or vision. All they did, borrow the money, and the money disappeared, and we're still in the same state.
Texas chairman, Naughty, it's a shame that everyone's crying about Abaco and the governments are not opening up their eyes and going to deal with the concerns down there. The government are joking with, both governments have been joking with Abaco. This is a real concern when foreigners are threatening our people and Bahamians are made to be threatened in their own home. Roscoe.
They're not doing anything. None of them do anything for the Abaco has always been on the back burner. One prime minister came into power and did something for Abaco, which was Hubert Ingram. All the others did the same thing. From Pinland, Christie, Minnis, Davis, they all did the same thing. They threw Abaco on the back burner.
All right.
And they left us.
We got to get to the break in short order. And I know I'll talk to you guys again on Monday coming, and we'll pick this up. But there's one thing that I do want to get chimed in, and there's a major headline in The Guardian today. MP's case file will soon be sent to DPP. Commissioner assures matter still being handled fairly responsibly. Now, they took the same tone, almost the same verbiage, as a previous incident with the MP for Elizabeth
and a police
officer. And a police officer, correct. And that, you know, was a process, a grandiose process of sweeping under the rug. And this looks like this from these comments. This is eerily similar to that. Is this going to take the same course of action? That's what I want to know.
No, listen to this. It's two sides to every, it's three sides to every story. Your side, my side, and the right side. This story has another side.
You've said that all along, Miss Reckley. You said that all along.
Okay.
Well, he's right. There's three sides. Your side, my side.
And the truth. Naughty Abaco is one of our treasured islands. It's one of our national treasures. We need to get this dealt with ASAP. Naughty,
for a long time.
The PLP has no vision or no concern for Bahamians. They just want to tax people to death while they line their pockets.
Right.
I tell you, you know, keen to hear what Abaco has to say on Mondays because, you know, they listen and they want to know, you know, if Abaco today, New Providence tomorrow, Grand Bahama the next day, it could be any one of us.
That's what I keep telling them. The way Abaco was treated, it was Abaco time. Somebody else time is coming and it's going to be the same thing. That's why we should all work together. But some of the people carry on so bad when Abaco was talking about how they were being treated. We were not complaining. We were speaking true to the facts. Abaco was treated like we were third-class citizens. That's how we were treated.
More Texas chiming in. Naughty, I tell you, I hope the prime minister is listening. Well, we've established on this show the war room listen, so that's just as good. He needs to be on top of this. This needs to be priority on his agenda. We are about to lose our country. And remember, Naughty, this type of ish don't happen in Long Island.
That's right. It don't happen in Long Island. All of us need to take a page out of Long Island book and do what Long Island is doing and get our island back together.
There you go. Anyway, we got to get to the break, but I do want to tell you, I appreciate you guys chiming in every Monday. I got you slotted in to do it again next Monday. Maybe we could get some more answers to that circulating voice note. The shanty town that still remains. The Bahamians still being disenfranchised and displaced, while foreign nationals seem to be playing with an advantage on the playing field. So, we got to keep our eye on this, and we can't waver from it.
No, we will not.
Naughty, the Bahamas needs to pull a page out of Long Island's book. One thing for sure, Long Islanders stand together. We Bahamians need to stand together. We need to start standing in Abaco.
That's right.
Well, I appreciate you guys as always. Roscoe, be safe. Take care. Miss Reckley, be safe. Take care. We will talk next Monday. I got to get to the break, but I do appreciate y'all chiming in, and thank you for being so candid and honest as always.
Okay, thank you, buddy. Have a great one.
All right, we'll see you again next Monday. Let's get to the break. Mr. Producer, flip side of the break. We talking sports. Pearly be in the building. Let's go.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. With an appointment, they presented me with treatment options and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split plastic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday.
What you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want
love
the government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the advice.
consumption.
I guess that lemon's no more true.
Ha ha, I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road, gone down Village Road, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Pick a ride.
We want local government.
Shed a light.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Play with Island Games. We making dreams come true. Play with Island Games. We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, /Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you on the Monday, May 15th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company. Pearly in the building yet? We talking sports. We got Pearly in the house. What's going on, Pearly? You good?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's see what happened on this day, May 15th in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. 1862, Brooklyn's Union Grounds opened. It was the first enclosed baseball park. 1926, the New York Rangers were officially granted a franchise in the NHL. Same time, they also awarded Chicago and Detroit with Frank. 1935, the Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Philadelphia Phillies 20-5. 1941, Joe DiMaggio began his Major League Baseball hitting streak of 56 games. The streak ended on July 17th. Still going today, right, Pearly? Still alive today? 56-game hitting streak. Nobody's broken that, correct? Molitor came close but didn't break it, right? Pearly's on mute again.
I was just waiting on you to finish who did today's history. That's all. You know, I'm doing several things today, so I'm just trying to keep
you have to multitask even more. But didn't DiMaggio's hitting streak still alive at 56 games, correct? Nobody's broken it.
Yeah.
I think Molitor came closest, but nobody's actually broken that 56
53
games.
Or something like that.
Correct. All right, 1965, the Canadian Football Players Association was organized. 1973, Nolan Ryan of the Angels pitched his first no-hitter. 1980, the U.S. Basketball League canceled its summer schedule. 1991, U.S. President Bush took Queen Elizabeth to an Oakland A's Baltimore Oriole game. 1993, the Montreal Expos retired Rusty Thorbs number 10. It was the first number retired by the team. 1993, in San Antonio, Texas, the Alamo Dome opened. 1995, the Vancouver Canucks set an NHL playoff record when Christian Ruutu and Jeff Quartnall scored shorthanded goals only 17 seconds apart. And 2016, Roughened Odor. Texas Rangers, Roughened Odor. The Texas Rangers punched Jose Bautista, all right, into Odor at second base. Odor was suspended 2 days later for 8 games. The suspension was eventually adjusted to 7 games. You remember that one? He punched him square in the mouth. Joey Bats, bro.
I remember Bautista again.
That was in the heyday of Joey Bats with the bat flipping and everything. Man, yeah. he slid hard into Odor. He was not having it. Straight to the face. Sports quote of the day, set your goals high and don't stop till you get there. Bo Jackson. Well, Bo Jackson, I hope you set your goals high and get over hiccups, because I hear you had hiccups for over a year, and I don't wish that on nobody. Get well soon, Bo.
No, that's terrible, love.
All right, let's slide into the home court, the local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And I'll be honest with you, man. Big things popping at BK. Don't forget the Whopper and nothing but the Whopper. Flame broiled, ready to go for you. Get it by itself. Get it as a combo with your favorite soft drink. And don't forget, if you want the plant-based Whopper, that's waiting on you as well at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. For takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, a couple of local sports scenes. Bahamians in action at the NCAA DI Championships. Terrence Jones and Rima Otabor doing big things. And then Strawn and Thomas pick up wins at the NCAC New Life Invitational Track and Field Meet. Donald Thomas, of course, in the high jump. And Anthony Strawn won the 200. And everything culminated, you know, those are great events and props to all those athletes. But this weekend, man, had the beach soccer, the CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championships. Team Bahamas finishing fourth, played very well. Heartbreaking loss to Mexico in the semis. But nonetheless, fourth place finish. And, you know, they did well. They finished with a 3-2 loss to El Salvador for fourth place. But nonetheless, like I said, job well done, stadium well attended. You know, they did. The soccer officials did a great job organizing this. All right?
Good to hear, man. Very happy.
And the attendance was well attended. No incidents. It was good stuff, man. Hats off to everybody who made it possible. And, of course, to our beach soccer team who did very well. Don't mind coming forth. You did well. And obviously, you're going to continue to play. And that's the most important part. Boy, I tell you, you live today from somewhere, boy, Pearl. It's almost like you on remote.
I'm on site. I'm on site at one of the premier government schools of the country, Doris Johnson.
And what's going on over there?
Having a meeting later this afternoon. I'm just ensuring that everybody gets everything set up properly.
That's the home of the mighty Mystic Marlins.
Oh, that's who it is? I just know about the school down the road, you know, the one in the red shirts.
That's all you
Mystic
know about.
Mystic Marlins, yes. Yes.
That's all you know about. See, because I hear fast back in the day. Now the Camelot is crumbled.
I had that
knowledge to know about the Mystic Marlins because I'm a little more cultured because I come outside of that blue and white bubble, unlike you remaining in that red bubble all the time.
Well, when I was in at the Big Red Machine, this school was only Bush. So that was in here, so I wouldn't know much about it until after the fact.
But you know a lot about Bush, though.
Not this kind, though. Bush tea, Bush medicine, yes.
And you kept a straight face. I appreciate that.
I try my best to keep a straight face, you know.
Especially with me.
Not incriminating myself.
Especially with me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It ain't easy.
All right, Burley. Well, you know, let's slide out of the home court. And I think we got to talk some, you know, major league sports. And
we need to talk about, are you still a Jah Rastafari?
No, let me go on that. And see, you know one thing about me, Pearly. I call it right now in the middle, all right? I keep it 100.
No, except when it comes to Dallas and the Yankees. But go ahead, carry on smartly.
No. You've seen me call it 100 with the Cowboys now. You've seen me keep it 100 with Jerry and them. Now, the Yankees, that's a different story. That's a lot of tradition right there. That's 27. I have to have, you know, I have to know my role a little bit when I still.
Sure, I understand.
But I will get vociferous with them if needs be.
Yeah, fair enough. No, back to Ja Morant.
But Ja Morant, listen, we all know, I will go on record. I said several years ago on a prior sports show at a different location we used to do on, hey, he reminds me of Kobe and AI. If they had a love child, it would be Ja Morant. I think this kid's awesome. I like watching him. I like how he plays the game.
Hear me, Pearly.
Let me give you the whole thing.
No, but I don't want you to put him and Kobe in the same thing, but go ahead.
No. I'm just talking about style, okay? I ain't talking about accomplishments or none of that, all right? But you could see that. Let's be real. You look at it, you agreed on it too back in the day, so don't go there. Nonetheless, on the court is one thing. Immaturity off the court is another. Now, as I get on LeBron sometimes for his immaturity still on the court and his petulance, but I give him his credit off the court for the great things he does, well, this vice versa now. I give Ja credit for being bad you-know-what on the court. But off the court, you are immature. You are a spoiled, petulant little millionaire. And what you need is good, fresh, like we say in the Bahamas, go pick your switch, cut skin. That's what you need. You need a good old-fashioned cut you-know-what. You got all this going for you. Are you out there practicing fool? That's the problem with the wrong entourages being around people and that peer pressure and wanting to run, you know, with the pop culture crowd. Very immature. I think the biggest thing his dad needs to do, since he's invested so much in entourage around him, and pull him to the side and have that one-on-one and say, you are doing mad stupidity right now. You need to catch yourself before you wreck yourself. And rein him in and put the right entourage behind him and don't let Ja get Ja until he can mature. He needs to mature. I don't condone it. And you know how I feel about guns. You know what I always say? Guns don't kill people. Stupid people with guns kill people. And I don't promote that. I don't condone that. And that idiocy he was doing, I do not condone. And Memphis needs to throw the book at him. They need to suspend him. And he needs to be, you know, put in a position where he can face losing it all. And let's see if he can mature and man it up and be the player that we all expect him to be. But more importantly, the good, positive person that he can be.
Yeah, but the whole thing about it, too, is not his dad. I think his daddy condones his foolishness because Perk big about it a little bit today because he knows the guy. He's talked to the guy. He's been talking to him and all that stuff. And the way he spoke, he didn't outright say it, but he gave me the indication that the old man condoned that foolishness. Ain't no better. Pete ain't no better than boy. Daddy ain't no better than son.
Well,
but he needs a solid suspension, minimum 40 games, my opinion. At least half the season. He had to feel it in the pocket where it hurts him the most.
I don't think they're going to hit him with 40 because you know how the league go, but he's looking at a solid 20, Burley. Easy. Easy.
That's my opinion. 25 to 40, I live it. 25, I do think is being very lenient. 45 is good. Anything over that, I think.
And you know, I don't think initially, initially when it went down, like I always do, I would say let it all play out, see where it comes out. He came out of it. Nah. He came out of it.
He did nothing hold wrong. On. Because where he in Tennessee, you can tote gun.
No, but hear what I'm saying. He came out of it with a lot better than he could have ended up, okay? If you've been given that second chance and you know you need to fool, why are you on social media doing fool?
Well, I'm here. No, I'm sorry. I learned my lesson.
None of that. So I call it and I keep it 100, man. So I don't condone. Just because I like a player, that doesn't mean I condone their antics off the court or off the field if they're wrong. You feel me?
I feel you.
I was always a strong advocate for Michael Irvin. If Michael was wrong or Michael was found guilty or something, then the chips fall where they may. It just happens to be. A lot of times they call Mike up on a lot of trumped up charges, like how this whole situation with Mariota is now lingering out because the NFL is going to look stupid. Maris are going to look stupid. But obviously there's other players that I supported on. I was a big fan of Henry Ruggs coming out of Alabama. Huge fan of him. But look what he did.
Yeah.
Immature decision. Now, is he still a young man that I think should be rehabilitated and somebody, you know, give him a job in the league afterwards so he could talk to young players and put them on the straight and narrow and give him a chance at reclimating him? Because I think he wants rehabilitation. I think he's remorseful for what happened. It was a bad, immature decision. But again, you look at young players as millionaires not knowing what to do when they get this money. I'm glad the nil money is now available in college, so maybe it will acclimate some of these guys and girls when they get to the next level how to deal with their money correctly. They'll be a little more used to having some money. Because a lot of times, kids get hit with the guap, don't know what to do with it, and make bad decisions.
I agree.
A la Ja Morant in that instance, and the others that we've talked about. There has to be a maturation process at some point. I remember years ago, the NBA, Stacey Ogman's a personal friend, played multiple years in the NBA. He said when he came in the symposium, they had business courses. They had, you know, young ladies there that were absolute dime pieces. And after a 15-minute presentation, they only told everybody they were all HIV positive. You see what I'm saying? They were showing them how, you know, the league could affect them and what could affect them. And I think a lot of that still may go on, but these kids don't pay any attention to it. There has to be something predicated on your salary and a code of conduct.
I hear you skating around this, Naughty. You skating around this without condemning this dude. And I don't want to hear this immature bull foolishness because that's crap.
No,
this
no.
dude made a stupid, boneheaded move, and he should pay the price. And talking about, oh, he did do it. No. You stay in games.
But hold on. What part of it? You come back.
You give this sad story about how you've been rehabilitated, you know, counseling and all that, and you come right out and do the same foolishness.
But Pearlie, how did I skirt around it when I said the same thing that you did? I said you were disciplined and told to stay off social media. What the hell are you doing right back on social media? How did I skirt around it? And yeah, I told you he should be suspended, but I don't agree 40 because you know how the league go. Marketing, 20 games in that neighborhood. That would be my estimation. So how'd I skirt around it, bro?
Just because you just chewing on drugs and all these and talking about these.
Because I did it eloquently in a St. Andrews kind of way. Your red Saki and Vulcan ears are twinging now.
And that's why
you like that one? Your red sack Vulcan ears are twinging? You like that one?
I heard that. I'm ignoring it. But like, how many, and you and I grew up in a certain area. We know a lot
Didn't
of
Didn't I call for him to get cut again?
No, but no. We all know a lot of young men who went to jail. How many of them going to jail more than once?
Yeah.
A zebra don't change his stripes.
Stop. How many do we know that went a time or two and that have changed and done well?
Not as many that go on once.
Yes, but you can be rehabilitated and you deserve, sometimes a second or a third chance if there's an opportunity there.
We'll see. We'll see.
But we'll see,
Yeah. Time for a break, huh?
No, we'll just see. Mr. Producer, we took the break and then came with Pearly after the break, right? So we're going to go one more break. Yeah, we good.
Tomorrow's wonderful. Tomorrow's going to be the start of the Western Conference Finals.
Now, here, let me talk objectively now, okay? Laker. Do me a favor. Go back. And not saying that you are. I have you down as a long-time Laker. Laker, like seniority, hierarchy. So you look at things a little different than me and other people, right? And other people, but there are some individuals that more recent Lakers. When I talk more recent Laker, bronsexuals in Laker jerseys in disguise. Hear me.
All right. Yeah.
I want you to elaborate on this because when I did, they don't want to see sense. Okay.
Okay.
And it's based on the fact that the player I'm about to talk about is very close to LeBron James. But please do not call for one Tristan Thompson, who has not done jack you know what for the whole year, to now start against Jokic in the Western Conference Finals. Not for my sake, not for your sake, but for Jesus' sake, apparently, and the Lakers. Let them know that makes no sense. None.
Who's saying that?
Oh, there's a majority wave of younger Lakers. And when I say bronsexuals in Laker jerseys, pushing this narrative. Mo Bamba is a way better option, who's healthy now, to use his six fouls on Jokic.
That's the only person I think should get that.
Or Wendon Gabriel could back him up with his six, because he's also athletic and make Jokic work a little bit. Tristan Thompson is 6'9", done nothing for the year, came off the couch. Because he's bronze boy, that on the bench, when this blowout, you put him in, let him get a couple of minutes, let Bron help him get a ring if possible.
Where you get that from? Because I've not heard that anywhere.
I will send you a couple of links because they had the audacity to back that up. And I'm like, where does this mean? Now, I know maybe.
These are bronze sexuals or this is the media?
No, this is some. I'm talking about the local market who's been sharing these links and stuff. Now, maybe they were clickbait and they got caught with clickbait or whatever, because it makes no sense to start Tristan Thompson. But the fact that you're going
to
argue.
Play Tristan Thompson.
Exactly. Don't sit there and let your bronze sexuality blind you to the point to say something that idiotic that Tristan Thompson needs to start. No, he doesn't. Period.
Why?
And here's the deal. If you don't think that the coach of Denver. If you see that move come, you know what he's saying? Okay, they bring in 18 fouls against Jokic. Thompson with six, Bamba with six, and Gabriel with six. You know what we could do? Okay, this is how we're going to counteract that. And Jokic would attack each and every one of them for what they are. The only matchup, in my opinion, that gives Jokic fits on both ends of the courts is Anthony Davis. He need to man it up and play the center position. You want that respect? You want that legacy? Go dragon in the eye.
Why we won't race? My thing is, why we won't give him 18 fouls? Boy, can shoot free throws.
Exactly, Pearly. They will play to that. They will play to that. And now, if you use them in discretion, if you don't use discretion with them, now you're putting Denver in the penalty early in quarters and having them go to the free throw line. That don't make no sense.
I know where y'all is coming, y'all analogy from. All right, I don't see that happening at all. So that's why I don't follow. a lot of local players, because he's come up with some things just to make an argument.
No, but I'm saying that there's one off, hold on, there's one off Bleacher Report, there's another one from Hoops.com, a couple other sites. You understand what I'm saying? And maybe people just want it out there to have something to talk about online and get that reaction. But starting a Tristan Thompson in this series makes no sense. None.
Why are they saying this? What the rationale is? He's played against Jokic good. He's held him before in the past. Why? What are the argument?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What has he done that makes him this? I get it. All right, you look back in the day when the Lakers traded for Michael Sweetbells Thompson. Oh, Michael Thompson. Why did they trade him? From Minnesota days, when you used to go to school in Minnesota, who used to own Kevin McHale at Minnesota? Michael Thompson.
Yes. Yes, that's why they
put him. Who couldn't start over Michael Thompson? You don't think Mike, and Michael come right in there and was Kevin McHale cooler and the Lakers won the championship. I lie?
You're right.
They traded Frank Bukowski in a draft pick to the Spurs for Michael Thompson, came in on a late flight one night, played in the game against Boston, beat them in the regular season on a Sunday, and a couple of weeks later when the playoffs started, a couple of months later when they ended up in the finals, had McHale for dead.
Yeah.
Jumpers from the baseline every time, killing him, rebounding him, balling.
You're right.
That made sense. Tristan Thompson's not that pick, not that guy.
Okay.
Me personally, I would unleash Mo Bamba and say, Mo, play him the best you can and don't waste the fouls. Play him, you know, play him.
No, Mo can come off out of Mo can come up and play him on when he plays up top. Gabriel can come and can play him up top. So
The route that Mo took from Africa to the NBA was, you know, traversing Europe a little bit before he came to the States. So he's familiar with the Euro ball.
Take that jump shot away from the Joker, and you got him. You can be Lakers can beat them. You know, Lakers beat them in less than in six, 5 to 6 games. The Lakers can beat them. You watch. We can take this game one in Denver tomorrow night.
Well, Darvin says that his plan for Jokic this series is, and I quote, catch him coming out of his house and kidnap him, end quote. That's why I like Darvin Ham, you know. Mo Bamba got the ankle issue, so he's a game-time decision. If they reevaluate, he should be able to play. If not, he'll sit. But obviously, they're thinking what we're thinking, Pearly. You got to put the young athletic center on Jokic. You can't put Tristan Thompson there.
Yeah, Jokic slows molasses on a cold wind. Stephen A. Smith say, he's a snail with arthritis.
Yep. I like that one. That's decent. That's really decent.
You can have it. I give it to you.
That's really decent. All right. Well, listen, the final five today, we got Michael Wilbon taking us home, and he's talking about the whole Ja Morant situation with Rich Eisen. So, see, right, I'm being fair and objective.
I saw his comments on that earlier.
And we'll let, you know, Wilbon and Rich Eisen chop it up and have that good conversation. Because I think that'll be objective. I think that'll be decent. All right?
Yeah.
That'll be the final, you know, five or so, or six of the show. Okay. So we got a minute or two to wrap things up. We got to look at the conference finals now, Pearly. Got to look at the conference finals. Who we got? Who you like? Who you feeling? And, of course, you know you can bet the whole entire conference finals simply by logging on to theislandgame.com. All right? You can bet single games. You can bet the series. There's a ton of things to bet. All right? Always do it responsibly. With So who you like, Pearly? Because I know you're functioning about to start, and we got to get to the break.
Who I like what? Tonight? Who playing tonight? The Knicks playing tonight?
No, the Knicks ain't playing no more.
Okay. I mean, not the Knicks. He playing tonight?
I want to check out. Does everything start tomorrow?
I think everything starts tomorrow on Wednesday.
Yeah, everything starts on Tuesday. Nothing tonight. Tuesday is 8:30, Lakers and the Nuggets. Then on Wednesday, 8:30, Celtics and the Heat.
Okay, but I like the Dodgers tonight over the Twins.
Oh, you like baseball? Let's see what you got in Major League Baseball. Let's do the baseball picks today. Man. Who are you liking in the Major League?
I like the Dodgers tonight over the Twins. I like the Yankees over the Blue Jays.
Oh, you like that one?
I like the Braves tonight over the Rangers. And I like the Padres tonight over the Royals. I like the Phillies over the Giants. The Giants over the Phillies. Sorry.
All right. Well, here's a couple. You know, I agree with you. I agree with you on some of them. All right. I actually like the Angels over the Orioles today.
That's easy.
I like the Yankees set. Like that one. I jumped out. I like the Braves over the Rangers. Okay. But here's a couple more that you might want to jump on. The Astros over the Cubs. okay? Padres over the Royals.
Okay.
Dodgers over the Twins. I like that one. And here's another one you could take, too. Phillies over the Giants.
Okay. I give it that.
So you can play around. You can put one big parlay in. You can put a couple pieces in. It's all good. But Mr. Producer's giving me the thumbs up, so we got to get to the break, Pearly. Rich Eisen taking us home today along with Michael Wilborn. I think that's going to be a good little conversation. Appreciate you as always. All right. Have a good function. We'll get together. Do it tomorrow, man. All right?
Okay, take time, bro.
And
all right.
Everybody who chimed in today, first hour, Abaco, I appreciate you. All the texts, all the callers. Good tomorrow right here on Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Be good, Bahamas, and if you can't be good at it.
Morant learned his lesson from the suspension that he suffered and watching his team clearly go down in flames. And again, I know how well the team would frequently perform without him, but we understand his value to the Memphis Grizzlies and to the NBA if he plays to his potential without anything else going on. If we thought he learned his lesson, not. And I don't get it. I lay this right to you and say, what do you make of this? Help me with this one, Michael.
Well, there's not going to be a palatable answer for anybody, from anybody or for anybody, because it's sad to see this kid. And I say kid because, what is he, 24? Potentially destroying his career and to start with hundreds of millions of dollars. That's what's at stake for him. Remember, Nike went ahead with that launch of that shoe. And I don't know. But, I mean, Derrick Rose made $200 million when he was an MVP, you know, 15 years ago. Not 15, 2011, so 12 years ago. So what is Ja's contract worth? Derrick Rose made $200 million. Okay, call it $250, conservatively. Then he's got a soft drink where he's the face of that. Powerade. They hadn't had any athlete on the bottle or lead their marketing campaign in years. They just returned to that. Now, they went ahead with those launches after the first disturbing situation. I can't imagine that's going to be the case now. We're talking about hundreds of millions, Rich. So if there's nothing else, you would say to him, dude, what are you doing? Just what do you think you're doing? You signed your name to this. I don't care how young you are. You signed your name to this. What are you doing to yourself, your career, your life? And, you know, if you talk to, and I have, people in law enforcement and people in security, they'll tell you they're not surprised by yesterday at all. They thought, given who he's with, given what they know about digging into his life, that this is going to happen again and again and again until he fundamentally changes, and they don't know that he will. And the notion that he got it is you perfectly point out. Of course he doesn't get it. He didn't care. Now, I think he gets it in terms of he just thinks he's going to get away with it. He doesn't give a damn, Rich. If you listen to him post-game, there's a lot you can learn because you're talking about a really young guy. Mm-hmm. In the moments after when they're emotional or their heads are somewhere else or their emotions are somewhere else, Ja Morant is completely and utterly engaged and fascinating in those situations. That requires intellect, okay? So he's not without it. He just doesn't give a damn. And that's my conclusion. And it is my conclusion drawn with the help of people, again, that I've talked to who have access to the information. If you read the Washington Post reporting weeks before this happened, it's predictable. And going to Florida to be in some facility for a week, so what? That's just show. That's just PR. And so he's got to be suspended indefinitely, at least. Will that change him? I don't know. I don't know him that well. I have a perception of him, and I know the people who really are invested in him have a deep perception. And he's such an asset. That the league now, like the league, Rich, should be moving on from LeBron, Steph, just obviously still great. They should be moving on from, talking about promoting and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
They should be transitioning to, you know, they've already got Antetokounmpo in mid-career, to Jokic and to Ja Morant. They're bright, shining stars in their 20s. But how can they include? They can't include Ja Morant with handguns, whatever he decides he's going to, and not listening and not giving a damn, basically thumbing his nose at anything and everything. So the NBA is in a sad place with that now. Ja Morant's in a sad place with that. We've seen sport in general. We know what happened at a particular couple of universities, you know, with that. And it's man, what comes next? What do you do to try to answer your original question? The league has to start with suspending him for real, not 8 games, for real, not 25, more, for real, and then demanding certain things of him. And that starts with the commissioner, and it starts with not being lenient on this particular situation. He can't afford it. The league can't afford it.
Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.